That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
This week we shrink down to look at Ant-Man Quantumania. Mm. Quantumania?
Mum.
Jody, we're back, Jody.
Like your favorite rash.
That's true. And I'm not sick anymore. Mm. Which is nice.
Yeah. Pour one out for our health.
Please don't. Mm. We just...
would lose. You don't want that to
I
pull.
Just swept. So.
Did you sweep?
No, I swept the bathroom. Just in cases. Let me lower that. But yeah, I'm back. Jody forgot his headphones, so now you get to see my hair. Mm. Which is
you are so
all
sweet,
fucked
you know.
Up.
I tell you, I forgot my headphones. You're like, it's okay. You can have mine.
Yeah.
It was at that point that I knew I was about to be killed. Because you don't share your shit with anyone.
I don't. But I'm comfortable sharing those because they're over here.
True.
I don't share butts.
Yeah, no. No one should be sharing.
I don't want to give you... This isn't the House of Wax.
No one I mean?
You don't share that shit. But yeah, we're back.
You look good. You sound good.
Ugh, I don't know if I look good. But I sound the same.
In the dope 857s.
Oh, wait, you came from work.
In the dope.
I think old it's Oak Ridge. Old cocky.
Old cocky.
It's the, what is that?
A RAM.
RAM.
Yeah.
You know what they say about RAM?
Random access memory?
No, it's a computer part. Yeah. That's what they say about RAM. Yeah. The more RAM, the better. Or Daft Punk's random access memories.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that album?
Yeah.
This is now a music podcast. No,
we dabble.
I am upset that they are retiring, especially when it seems like there's still Tron projects in the works. Because I don't see them doing Tron without Daft Punk now.
And your favorite actor of all time.
Jeff Bridges. Ooh.
Yarad.
No.
Keep it
yes, he's in it. I forgot that he's in it.
Don't you just love when he sneaks up on you?
Nah, you just pushed me off now. Let's get
sorry.
Into the news.
Our news and shorts.
DC is back, baby.
Starting with a big one.
Listen, fucking finally. Fucking finally.
Depending on who you ask, though.
I don't give a shit. This is all my opinion. This is all my opinion. And
I'd say that there's like 95% optimism. And we know who the 5% are.
Yes.
On this.
The 1%.
The vocal 1%. No. Very vocal. No. You and I were very excited when we heard about James Gunn being involved.
Oh, we?
And now they're starting to flesh out James Gunn's involvement.
Yeah, so finally, I mean, it's been a while since we recorded, but in that time, they did announce like all the upcoming projects and what their strategy is.
The first slate.
Ooh, girl. Girl, close your eyes. Listen to this cack. So after we get through all the other cack, so I'm talking about like The Flash,
yes.
Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
the cack from the old.
Yeah, yeah.
From the old DC.
Yeah, that so Blue Beetle, Aquaman, Jokey Folly Adieu. So that's where it ends, right? Yes. That's Jokey Folly Adieu.
Jokey.
Oh, no.
The French for Joker.
It's because I don't take that movie seriously.
It's a jokey movie.
No, but the last one, according to this, is Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom. That comes out in December of this year.
Yes.
Then, after that, the following year, 2025, that's when we get
shit
the
is
first...
about to kick off.
Yeah, so that's the first movie in the new DC universe. So James Gunn announced they're going to do a sort of combined DC universe, almost like the Marvel universe.
Yes.
They'll have the, you know, staple Superman, staple Batman. They'll probably recast people. And then any other movie that's sort of in another universe, like The Batman, for instance,
will carry on.
That's going to be a DC Elseworld story.
Yes.
This is what Marvel should have done, yeah. I think.
Yeah. We will get into that.
Yeah, I mean, we probably don't have the time. But this is what Marvel should have done. And yeah. I think James Gunn is fucking up it. Because there were things in the old universe that worked. Peacemaker,
yes.
For instance.
Yeah.
The Suicide Squad reboot.
James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
James Gunn's Suicide Squad. So there are certain things that
original
work.
Original Wonder Woman.
First one.
Yes, original.
Yes, I mean. Linda Carter.
Yes. You know, you're not talking about what's her name, Adrian Palicki. Did you not?
Who's Adrian Palicki?
The pilot that of Wonder Woman that was never aired.
Oh God!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was a TV series of Wonder Woman.
Oh my word! I watched it on YouTube.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh wow!
Ages ago, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No, there was a reason that shit got canceled.
She looked good, though.
Yeah, I mean, she had the look, but no.
Anyway, I'm going to run through this. Superman Legacy, that will be the launching point. Superman Legacy, it's going to be loosely based on All-Star Superman, one of the best fucking Superman stories ever.
Also, for context, because people were like,
inspired by, fucking, I think. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because his writing is like on point.
Yeah, but that tone of that Superman in All-Star Superman is the Superman that we've been wanting the whole fucking time.
Happy.
Not mopey. What was that quote? There was a quote. After they announced Superman and what Superman's going to be, I think he said something along the lines of, Superman is going to represent truth, justice, the American way, also sort of optimism in a world that has become so cynical.
Oh,
or something
yes,
like
the,
that.
The yeah.
But anyway.
Also, for context, people almost up in James Gunn's face about why was Henry Cavill not cast as Superman in your movie? What the fuck?
Yeah.
He was hired for this first.
Yes.
Before him and Peter Safran were appointed as the DC heads.
Yeah.
He was already writing this Superman movie.
Yeah.
So people are like, why are you changing everything? We had the perfect universe
already. The plan was already there.
Finish the universe.
Some of the perfect universe yet.
People were...
Were for Black Adam. So, okay. Superman Legacy, that's in July. That's going to be... The main universe. Yes. That means that they're casting a new Superman. Mm-hmm. That's going to be our Superman. I assume he's going to be younger so that he can play in more movies. Then we're going to get the Batman 2.
Which starts filming next year.
Exactly. That's a DC Elseworlds Superman. Yes. So Batman. So if you enjoyed Robert Pattinson's Batman, you get to see him again. Hell yeah. I just hope the movie's shorter this time.
Just a bit
maybe like a half an hour. I'll do 2.5.
Just a touch.
Maybe I'll do 2:15.
Preferably.
Yeah, but 2-3 hours, my baru. I still haven't seen Avatar, Way of the Water. Fuck me.
Then we get to the other Batman.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. This is called The Brave and the Bold. Mm-hmm. Okay. This will cast a staple Batman with main universe Batman. It will also cast a Robin. So
we will be the version of Robin, which is his
son, Damian Wayne, which means that there's a Nightwing that exists somewhere. Yes.
Apparently is the secret project that it's not in this article, but James Gunn is teasing another project. And everyone is like, it has to be Nightwing.
Ah, man.
They released, someone asked him a question, because James Gunn is still like,
he's straight up. Alice. He says no. Yes,
someone asked him a question and they listed 10 characters. And they're like, out of these characters, like, who's definitely getting movies and stuff?
Yeah.
And he was like, can I give you 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
And people were like, Nightwing has to be in that.
Nightwing has to be it. And Nightwing is such a cool character. And Nightwing's relationship with Damian is also fucking amazing.
It's amazing.
So the dynamics of the Bat family.
I hope they get that story where Batman fucks off and he's gone and the rest of them.
Think it was the Grant Morrison run.
Yes.
The way Dick has to step up and be Batman. Mm. Ooh, yatta. I just want to see the Bat family on screen. And this is going to be an interesting dynamic. This is based on Grant Morrison's Batman and Robin run, I think. And then...
Also, if people don't know, Damian is actually Talia and Bruce's child, who was raised in the fucking League of Shadows.
Okay, we're nerding out a bit, you know, but this, the best thing about Damian Wayne is he was trained to be a killer.
The best killer in the world.
He like kills. He goes for the kill shot. Yes. And Batman's whole thing is, I don't kill. So it's constantly him saying, no, Damian, don't kill that person.
Anyway. Mame, don't kill.
Then we have Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. This is also exciting, but we are getting a version of Supergirl in the Flash movie. I am not going to watch. I've decided I'm not going to watch it in cinema. I can't do it, Johnny. Oh,
I don't know. That trailer was...
I don't care.
And I told you, I am conflicted because Ezra Miller.
It's a no from me, dog.
That movie...
It's a no from me. The crew. Look, I saw
as
people
you say
saying.
That, as you say that, I picture you coming up there as Dokes. I'm at the ceremony like, surprise, what the fuck? Surprise.
No. Look, people are saying, there's other people that worked in the. They've already been paid.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to not support this film. I hope the studio realizes that they shouldn't be involved with people like Ezra Miller.
If it makes money.
Look, it probably will, but I'm not going to add to it.
Cool. I got you. I got you.
But if you do, I hope the brass will judge you for... No,
of course.
I'm joking. Of course. So, Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. The Authority, that's also cool. It's like an anti-superhero vibe. Super excited. Swamp Thing. Waller and Peacemaker. So Waller is a show with Amanda Waller. So
that's and Viola.
Viola Davis, my woman king.
Yeah, Viola.
Did you see that TikTok?
No.
Oh, fuck. Too long to explain.
Yeah, my For You page is not the same as yours.
Angela Bassett did the thing. Viola Davis, my woman king. Anyway. So that, oh, that's cool. Love her in that role. As Peacemaker, another hit. Creature Commandos animated series. If you are a fan of
which James Gunn's running, right? That's
easy. Yeah, but I hope it goes along the lines of Harley Quinn, because Harley Quinn is top notch. That animated series is fucking amazing.
Current Poison Ivy B.
Every character there. Like, anyway. Lanterns, TV series.
That's the one that I'm probably most excited for, because that's a TV series, but it's actually building an entire world for the Lanterns.
Well, this is what they said.
Which kind of crosses over.
This is what they said. True Detective in space.
Just fucking imagine.
With John Stewart and Al Jordan.
And Matthew McConaughey was a moose.
No, don't leave Matthew McConaughey alone.
Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar.
No.
Bitches.
No, not Interstellar. As I believe. We also have Booster Gold. He's a very cool character. I think that's going to be super funny. And
everyone's rooting for Glenn Powell to be cast as Booster Gold.
I can see it.
No?
Yeah.
He's got the smile.
I can see it. He's got that cheesy vibes. Yeah.
He would be a dope cast.
Paradise Lost is a TV show that is set in Wonder Woman's home island of Themyscira.
Yes.
So that's going to be there.
Without the accent.
I guess. I don't know. I'll give it a shot. If they make it like Game of Thrones esque, then maybe I'll watch it.
I assume. I mean? Yeah. That's what. I mean, Warner Brothers. Well, no, not actually Warner Brothers. Discovery, though.
Discovery, yeah. Yeah, Discovery. Gotham PD, Arkham TV series.
Yeah, which was more tied in with Matt Reeves' world. And so connecting to the Elseworld stuff.
Matt Reeves' Penguin Project. Gotham Knights TV series. I'm not sure if that's going to be the same cast as the Bat family in the movies, but we'll see.
So.
Dead Boy Detectives. I actually don't know what that is.
No idea.
Sandman season 2 that we've seen, and then Constantine 2.
Which, I mean, that we heard about, like...
Keanu Reeves' Constantine 2.
I love that first movie.
I'm here for it.
I love that first movie.
That first movie, it's a good movie.
Peter Stormare as the devil.
He has to come back. Bring everyone back. Bring her back. She's
Cabril.
She's human now. So that could be interesting.
True.
And then Midnight. Bring Midnight back.
Midnight was awesome.
And in a...
Midnight didn't die in the club, eh?
No. No. No, he wanted to make love in the club.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf died.
No, he didn't.
In that thing.
Well, I think if it's a cutscene. Was it a cutscene?
That proved he was alive.
So. Yeah, he came back as an angel.
Oh, yes, that was. He's on the grave.
Well, we'll see what they do with that. Yeah. But, yeah, fuck, Keanu Reeves is back,
baby. Does DC, for once, Marvel pales in comparison with what DC is potentially putting out.
Potentially. Let's not get too excited, but I am too excited.
Yeah, I can remember when Marvel did their Phase 2 and Phase 3 announcements. I was like, there's no way DC ever catches up to this.
Mm.
And now with, like, Marvel's reached a point of plateauing, maybe stagnating.
Look, we'll get into it. I feel like Marvel is in their rut at the moment. But Superman Legacy, Brave and the Bold, those are two projects that I am fucking, my expectations are through the roof.
Yes.
And it probably won't be met, but even if they're not met, that doesn't mean I'm not going to have a great time at the movies.
We will.
Are we, bruh? Bad Boys for the movie. It's not going to even be called For Life.
Ever.
They made a joke about it.
Ever.
I saw.
Oh, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Yes. When he announced it, he had a video and then he was like, oh, come with me. You're going to think. And then he went to Martin Lawrence's house and he's like, Bad Boys 4, Life. No, we can't. He was like, awkward and shit. So they did make a joke about it. Yeah.
It's right there.
It has to be forever or five ever. Mm. No. So it's officially announced. They're going through with it.
People reckon Will Smith timed this just because it's now award season.
But what did I tell you? What did I tell you? I told you he needed to do this.
Yes.
He needed to do a fun film again.
He had to make people forget.
Did you watch Emancipation?
No.
Neither did I.
I don't think many people did. It's not like Christmas viewing,
no,
you know?
No. It's like slave viewing. Yeah, I'm for this. If I enjoyed For Life.
Three Ever.
Yes, I enjoyed Three Ever.
I quite enjoyed it.
It wasn't the worst, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. It was cool.
They pulled it back. Like, yeah. Two was like Bad Boys on crack cocaine steroids.
Yeah, but...
And then they pulled it back to Turkish vibes. You know, just...
I know, like, but I like the Asians men in Bad Boys, too.
Devil is not welcome here.
That was cackle. But, like, is it the same director as Three Ever?
The two directors are coming back.
Oh, is there two of them?
Yeah, Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah.
Ah.
Who, I mean, I didn't know who they were, but their sensibilities for that third movie were really, really good.
I know, but I did miss some of the...
bombasticness of Michael
Bay. The slick... The bias. Craziness that is Michael Bay. I missed some of that. I missed, like, the interesting shots and the, you know, the... I must be honest.
There's no pleasing you.
No, but come on.
Because when Bios reigns supreme, then there's issues.
When Bios reigns supreme and there's CGI and aliens involved, that's a different story.
But in this context,
this is a little more grounded. It's like what? Ambulance.
Yeah.
Ambulance. Yeah, when they did Ambulance, that was closer to this.
Yes.
So if you bring Michael Bay back and say, Keggy,
this is,
I think it could work.
I think that's
I missed some of that. Because it was like this Miami that you... some of that Miami was gone.
I think...
Bang, bang, like, bang, 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 bang.
Oh, that soundtrack. Just watch the original again. Like, that magic that Michael Bay created in that film. I want that, like, but just a bitchy more.
Yeah.
Not as much as two.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bitchy.
Got a shiny dick with two seats in it. It's gold, my bro. It's gold.
You know what's one of my favorite things about that movie? People don't realize that Martin Lawrence was the big star at that time.
Yeah.
So Will Smith, he feels forever indebted to Martin because Martin Lawrence campaigned for him to get that role.
Yeah.
And he's the one who, like, sold him on Will because Will had no film career at that point. He was a TV star.
And Will wasn't a sex symbol per se at that point.
He was just a fresh prince.
They positioned him like Mike Lowry.
Exactly. And look where his career went from that.
Bro. Yeah.
So he's like, with Martin, that's his bra. Like, he'll forever stand by him because of that job.
Bad Boys forever stand by him.
But for life. We should be crying over, like, our school yearbooks.
Although, in Bad Boys 2, when that lighty comes to come pick his daughter up, that was gah funny.
And then they marry in part 3. That guy, they're getting married.
Oh, my God.
No, that's one of the best scenes ever.
Ever, my bro. Okay, Ryan Reynolds is going to be in another movie where he plays Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, with his favorite director who allows him to Ryan Reynolds, Sean Levy.
They make a good team, though.
I mean, they still have to date Free Guy, Adam Project, and what was the other one?
Solid stuff, man.
Yeah.
Solid stuff,
and,
Jody.
And Sean Levy, like, we keep being amazed at the stuff that he's done. Our favorite 2022, 2021 film. Which is 2021.
Yeah. What?
Real Steel.
Real Steel.
But
2021.
Yeah.
Was that was set in 2021. Oh, wow. Yeah, Real Steel. Class, baby.
So, yeah, they are in a movie about a boy band that's reuniting.
I think the timing is perfect because a lot of these pop groups are having a resurgence. They like joining. I think Steps came together.
Venga Boys.
Backstreet Boys is on a reunion.
Venga
tour.
Boys are also on TikTok like mad now.
Venga Boys.
Aqua.
Yeah, but I must have asked you about Venga Boys.
What? No, you didn't.
Yes, with Casual Talk.
I can't remember.
You said Barbie Girl must be there, and then I was like, yeah, they're back on TikTok.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
wait till you get to Venga Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brother.
You called it.
Tell us the name.
Somewhat.
But the boy bands specifically and the pop groups, they are all having a resurgence.
Yeah.
And some of them are...
coming to Cape Town.
No, well, I was going to say...
back. All right.
Some of them look like...
shit.
No. I was not going to say that. I said some of them look like they went back to normal life. You know what I mean? Kids and not looking after their health.
Dad body.
Yeah. So... it's interesting to see.
You and
that.
I were in a boy band not that long ago, and life takes its toll, man.
Sure. Let's blame it on that. Yeah. Fame. But yeah, Backstreet Boys is coming, eh? They sold out two nights.
Yes. Did you get your tickets?
No.
Shame.
Are you going?
No. The writers involved with this, or the writer Jesse Andrews, also wrote Me and Earl and The Dying Girl and Luca.
I like one of those films because I didn't see the other one.
Ah, you still haven't watched Luca?
Nah.
Don't like Italians, eh?
Yeah, I don't.
Don't like an Italian.
No, I think the food is overrated. Italian food.
There's not that many options.
Yeah, it's like here's a pasta and here's a pizza and you're either tomato or not tomato sauce.
Either tomato or you cream.
Yeah, like fuck, you know. We'll see with this.
It's going to be Ryan Reynolds-ing. There's like a certain level of Reynolds that we will allow, that we can tolerate.
We will allow, that, like we have any fucking power over this.
You have the remote.
No, wow.
TV.
But I mean, like, what I want to know is who's gonna star with him? Who's in the band?
Mm. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Because pop stars never stopping.
Yeah.
The reason that worked is because of the dynamic of the trio. Because it's the Lonely Island.
There's a show called Girls Five Ever.
Yeah, which was referenced here.
Yeah. So that show is really fucking good. Mm. And I think he's just stealing that idea to make a movie.
That's highly likely.
Because, I mean, if you liked the idea of a comedy with pop stars coming together, watch Girls Five Ever. Because one of them is like this cranky lesbian, and this other one is still like a
poppy.
Yeah. And then the other one is like an influencer, and the other one is just a normal woman. Like, it's funny to see them try and regain that magic. Yeah. And the lyrics are ridiculous. Mm. I mean, the band's called Girls Five Ever.
Why wouldn't that work?
Because it's one more than four is better than forever.
That's forever. That's five ever.
So yeah, watch that instead of this movie, I think. Lord help me. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Listen, the headline is that there's new Lord of the Rings movies coming. I am not totally opposed to this.
Have you seen The Hobbit?
I don't think they're going to do that again. Apparently, they're going to involve Peter Jackson somehow.
Peter Jackson was involved with The Hobbit.
No, Peter Jackson was brought on afterwards.
Okay, I felt like he was involved. Because his name was like everywhere with The Hobbit stuff.
Yes, but the problem was he wasn't brought in at the right time. I think Guillermo del Toro was first involved.
Probably.
And then that they had issues and tonally it was all over the place. And then they tried to salvage it. That's why The Hobbit wasn't that great.
Okay. You know, The Hobbit book is like...
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, let's make three movies.
Let's do a trilogy.
But there are other stories to tell in Middle Earth.
It's a huge fucking world.
100%.
Like the addendums to the actual book are... there's a library of stuff.
Yeah.
Because like Tolkien and his sons literally... They created everything in this world. They are languages. There's an entire history that's never been shown. There's a number of characters that never made it to the movies. Like really big characters. So there's a huge world to explore here.
With the popularity of the show as well.
The Rings of Power.
The Rings of Power. So they're like, yeah, we got more storytelling. So I'm like, yeah, go for it.
And the writers of the original trilogy and Peter Jackson have all been involved throughout, apparently.
Whatever.
They've been like consulted and spoken to. Yeah. And.
The thing is, you still have Lord of the original trilogy to go back to.
Mm.
It was recently remastered.
Mm-hmm.
It looks better.
Yeah.
So fucking, if this is disappointing...
Watch the four-hour version. Get the four-hour
version. It's worth it. We don't even like long movies, but yo, those extended cuts are class, my bro. If they fuck this up, I still have the original. I'm not...
We always have the original.
I'm not mad about it. So, but I say, shoot your shot, you know what I mean?
Okay, I got you.
Harvey Weinstein! He's gonna die in jail. Oh, yeah. Kanivaki. Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 16 extra years in prison. Because he was still battling. There were still some cases against him, right?
Yes.
And he got 20 odd years for the first.
For the first.
The first few or first.
Yeah, for previous instances of sexual assault.
100%. And now they finally gave the verdict for the. Is this the last one?
I think so. But I just love the certainty in the article where they say he will die in jail.
Yeah, he will die in jail. No, because he had health issues, right? And apparently his penis is all fucked up.
Shame.
Shame. Did you hear that story?
No.
He had like an infection of some kind and apparently his junk is like all fucked up. Anyway, I do recommend you watch She Said, amazing film. And that is just focus on the investigation behind this.
The part I love the most is that they never show him.
Yeah.
Even though the actor that they cast as him looks like pulls off.
And they don't show like any of the, it's not trauma porn. It's about, you still get the weight of the situation.
They give him focal agency in that story.
Yeah. But you get the weight of the things that he's done and the cover up.
The depth and the extent.
Exactly. And it's more about the investigation and them finding this out. That's a great film.
Yeah. Fuck Harvey Weinstein.
What She Said.
Watch it.
And What She Said.
Yeah.
Okay, Fast X. Okay, it's starting. Oh, they're still in the same house.
Of course.
Who's that? His mother.
There's got to be the mama.
Roman.
Mama T.
Oh, fuck Roman.
Hans lost weight.
Hans.
I also am.
Oh, bro, he probably comes back to this garage and be like,
I'm pretty sure they're de-aging him. And they think I don't notice.
They're just applying more makeup. Just Lil Dom.
No, Lil Brian.
Oh, Lil Brian, yeah.
Yeah, he's named after his uncle who's still alive.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
motherfucker. Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, my
Winter
man.
Soldier.
My man.
No, he said boom.
No, but he has to say my man. Is he a goodie or a baddie?
He's a baddie. He's the baddie. Look where it's connected to. Look what it's connected to.
Oh, the safe. Okay.
They've retconned it. They He's there the whole time.
He wasn't though.
He really wasn't. And he was here apparently. He was there the whole time.
Then this fucking cack.
They retconned the shit out of
it. They did.
Oh, that's how you get AIDS.
That is how you get AIDS. It's not intercourse anymore. It's licking bloody
licking
knives.
Licking blood off a knife. Just listen to the music.
He's coming for all of us. Oh, Brie Larson.
Uh-huh.
John
Brie
Cena.
Is Bri's sister, I'm guessing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, if you humming that, I can't hear the song. Fuck. What the hell? There must be termites in that house.
Strength, Ross.
No, fuck.
It's a magnet ball.
That's a terribly built bus. Please stop tapping, Jody. I can hear it.
Sorry. Look how good Han looks, man.
He looks fine, Hans. Ugh, South America again. Permi, South America. Oh,
this is Brazil.
They're going to fight in some war or something.
Uh-huh.
Always I don't know who that to is. Dice. It's Lady Momoa.
I think John Cena's going to die, eh?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to kill Brian.
No,
I've decided that they're just not going
to
do that.
They need to kill Roman.
No.
Yeah. Oh, they're working together and they're going to settle their beef.
Also, it's the biggest fuck you to The Rock.
So Brie Larson's a goodie.
Yeah, she's Brian's sister.
Brianna. Wow, that's cool. She did a flip. Oh, of course they get the lighty. Bad parenting 101.
But he's going to have a cross on him, don't worry.
Oh my God, what is that car made of?
Titanium. It's made from concrete, my bro.
Oh no, what is it? No,
I think they forgot how NOS works again. Because now NOS can boost you in the air,
in
man.
In the air. It's like a game of Rocket League.
Ross, I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, Charlize Theron, of course.
This trailer's got me so fucking hyped for this movie. Charlize Theron is bringing some Atomic Blonde.
Do you know what she needs? She needs a John Wick franchise.
Atomic Blonde was supposed to be that.
No, but I mean, not a lot of people saw it.
They should.
They should. It's amazing.
Yes.
But that was the problem. Not a lot of people saw it. Look, Jody, I'm there. I'm in the cinema. I'm there.
Lisa Cakesicles was asking, because she's never watched the movies. So I was like, watch the movies, listen to our episode, and then we all are going to go watch Fast X at the cinema in IMAX. Because fuck, I'm so excited after that trailer.
I am not as excited.
I am so excited.
But I have to see it through.
We've come this far.
We've come a long way.
But also,
without Brian.
I am legit excited for this.
I'll tell him all about it when I see him again. What a piece of cack.
So, thoughts? My thoughts, not going to kill him.
It does look a little more grounded than Fast 9.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
So maybe they listened.
It looks much more grounded than the last three.
But you can't slam a man through fucking three levels of
without
floor.
Without termites.
And NOS doesn't work in the air. No.
NOS can be whatever you want it to be, my friend.
That's fucking rocket boosters. That's not NOS.
NOS is like two helicopters are pulling him.
Okay. But no, there wasn't a lot of hand-to-hand from Vincent.
No, he was holding a door. So he was doing his Captain America thing from Fast 7. Did that again.
And he's in the car a lot.
And he's also de-aging himself next to his lighting. They think I don't know this. They don't know this.
No, they're doing it just to trick you.
Or they're
you.
Putting a filter on
They're doing
on
it just to fuck with your
I
head.
No, like they're doing it like a subtle de-aging. No one else notices it except me. And then I sound like a fucking crazy when they
You're
do it.
A fucking crazy. Okay, well, look, we'll be there.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week we are reviewing Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, directed by Peyton Reed. Ant-Man and the Wasp find themselves exploring the quantum realm, interacting with strange new creatures and embarking on an adventure that pushes them beyond the limits of what they thought was possible. This movie has quite a cast. We've got Paul Rudd returning as Ant-Man, Evangeline Lilly returning as the Wasp. We've also got Jonathan Majors being introduced again as Kang. Michael Douglas returns, Michelle Pfeiffer returns as well. And then we also have Paul Rudd's daughter's character, Catherine Newton, as Cassie Lang, who's a big character in the comics and is now finally being incorporated as a hero as well.
Recast.
Yes. I'm not going to talk about some of the other spoilery characters. We'll get into that when we get to that part.
Cool. Yeah, so you went to watch it with Lisa Capricles.
We got our very first free movie tickets.
Mm.
And Ross got sick
AF.
I got
sick. I couldn't go. Yeah, I was upsetty spaghetti.
I was very upsetty spaghetti that you couldn't make it. But I had a ball of a time with Lisa Capricles and her friends.
It's just her name now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, you meet Scott and he's kind of like a celebrity living his life, not doing anything of value. Yeah. And his daughter is fighting the good fight.
Yes, she's helping, an activist.
Yeah, she's an activist, action person thing. She gets arrested from time to time.
The whole Ant family are happily ever after.
Supported by her grandfather.
Yes.
Which, not biologically, but no, she calls him.
Not even
him.
By marriage.
No, yeah, they're not married. She calls him grandpa. And then she builds this thing and they get sucked into the quantum realm.
Yeah.
And Catwoman now has to tell them what happened in the quantum realm.
Original Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good outline of the story.
That's
there
kind of
us.
It. Hey?
Yeah, it's a good outline.
I did enjoy the outside world.
Yes. What did you think of Star Wars Light once they went into the Quantumania?
It was very Star Wars, eh?
Very.
But Star like Star Wars TV show.
That's right? Why I'm saying Star Wars Light.
Yeah, not Star Wars.
And not Mandalorian production. Money. Not Mandalorian money.
No. Boba Fett, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, there was some. Look, there were some strange choices that Marvel made with this movie. I will preface it by saying that I did see some reviews before going in. And this movie's Rotten Tomatoes scores is nothing to write home about.
No, but the reviews were mixed. Some people enjoyed it, some people didn't.
Yes, and the audience score for the movie was very high.
Yeah.
So I thought that I'm going into this open-minded. Maybe there's just stuff that people weren't quite understanding because this is supposed to be the big movie for the start of this phase. This is like setting the tone, establishing the world. Kang is going to be the villain in Avengers, so there was a lot of groundwork that this movie had to lay. Which I think is all it focused on. As groundwork. For Kang.
It did not have to be that long.
It did not have to be that long. Did
it
you
was
feel
two
like
over, the, just over 2 hours.
Did you feel like it was an Ant-Man movie?
No.
Which is unfortunate.
It does suck because I really like Paul Rudd in that role. I like that character. And his whole shtick is, you know, heist vibes on Earth, doing the things. The moment you bring him into this situation, I feel it lost some of the magic from the first two movies.
They're not even your favorites, Ant-Man films. It's not. The second Ant-Man was the first Marvel movie I didn't watch at the cinema. I was just not excited for it, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I enjoyed it.
It's like, it's not a bad movie. It was perfectly serviceable for its time, but perfectly this seems to have... It's completely forgotten the essence of this character. Completely.
Listen, I don't know even where to begin, because what I was expecting was not this, first of all, but something more Ant-Man-esque, like even though he's in the quantum realm, I thought, he still has to maybe do a heist of some kind.
Well, that's what was teased. He had to steal something for Kang.
Yeah, but they showed something in the trailer that I thought was one of the main plot points, which we could possibly talk in spoilers.
Okay.
But then it turned out to just be a throwaway thing.
Mm. There's a lot that...
Okay, let's talk about the positives first.
Kang.
Okay. Kang. I'll start with Paul Rudd. Great in this role. When he's on, he's on.
Mm.
There are moments where I think, okay, he was... wasted a little bit.
Yeah, I felt like they also had him doing like that same smarmy smile for a lot of the movie. Like, no, it's me, Scott Lang. And his character is more than that.
Sure, but I mean, there's a lot going on around
here. I know, but it's like, there were different ways they could have looked at that.
This
is an analysis now of all of the Avengers are famous because they saved the world. So what are their lives like now?
Mm.
Which is interesting, but...
And they call him Spider-Man in the coffee
shop. Yeah, that's...
He fuck that guy. Like, come on.
You know that's
not Spider-Man, man.
Spider-Man's a young man.
No, he's a... That guy's a fucking... He's rude. Mm. Anyway.
Ruben.
I think Cassie Lang is fine.
Mm.
I would have liked to see the other girl ever
shot. I love Michelle Pfeiffer in this role, like Janet.
Yeah, but she did a lot of things that irritated me, but in terms of her performance...
Are you talking about character motivation? No, like character stuff. Yes.
There were moments where you got to see her do some acting,
yes,
and those were very good. But yeah, some of the choices that the character makes is just like... And it's a little irritating.
No, it's nonsensical. It's not a little irritating.
We're positive now. We're talking positive. Michael Douglas is also good.
Yeah.
His relationship with his daughter and Ant-Man and Cassie, the granddaughter, is cool. Yeah. I like that. Evangeline Lilly, they didn't give her much to do.
Mm. Which I think is for a reason also. Because
what's the reason?
She's most heavy anti-vax.
Yes, but that was during the film. Like, it wasn't... They didn't cut her shit down because of that. This was already in post-production.
When that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, it's true.
No. I'm saying your point is fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
don't think they cut her out.
I thought perhaps she was marginalized because of the...
No, they chose to call the movie Ant-Man and the Wasp and then focus on Ant-Man and his daughter.
Yeah, but also barely on
the Wasp. Yeah, there were no wasps to be seen. Some ants, though.
Mm.
And then we'll... let's get to the best...
Deus Ex Antena much?
The best part of the film, which was Kang.
Yes.
Jonathan Majors...
is astonishing.
Come on, man. This fucking guy.
I don't think there's anything he can do wrong right now. Creed 3 is coming out this weekend,
Creed,
I think.
Creed,
Creed.
It's getting good reviews as well.
But in this role... I mean, we saw him in Loki first. He was He Remains. A different version of Kang.
Mm.
And in this one, it's Kang the Conqueror. So this is the badass Kang.
Mm.
The one that causes all the cuck.
Yeah.
And yeah, bro be conquering shit. He is...
No, he's very intimidating. He's a great villain. If this is a taste of things to come, I'm like, yeah, I get it. But we'll get to things in spoilers.
Yeah.
But those are my positives. I think that is it.
Just about.
Yeah. There's some cool moments, special effects wise, but not too many. And the world itself...
It's Star Wars.
Like, okay. Let's get into negatives and then we review and then we get to spoilers, okay?
Thank you.
Let's get into some negatives.
Yes.
Not a great story.
There's barely any story in
this. No, there's some.
But it's a nonsensical story.
Yeah. This is my first Marvel movie with this many plot holes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. For Marvel, like, people had the issues with Eternals, they had issues with different films for whichever reasons, right? This movie's plot, it's like the quantum realm that's been established by Marvel is not even represented here.
Mm-mm.
Like, how did Janet spend all that time in the quantum realm and not tell him any of this?
No spoilers.
Okay. How did
she Scott, literally didn't tell him anything.
How much time did Scott spend in the quantum realm?
5 hours.
That was the entire blip.
5 hours.
Which was a few hours. Right?
5 hours for him, 5 years for everyone else.
Did he see any of that cut? Like, how deep did he go into
the
quantum
realm? He didn't go deep enough.
Okay. So he was at a certain level. Okay.
Yeah. That is mentioned. I know. I know. Okay. That's not. He didn't go. But her aging is also very strange.
It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't add up. They didn't establish how time flows in that at that depth and where Scott was and shit.
Which, I mean, is it fair to say that's the deepest you can go in the quantum realm? That level.
So deep, I put an ass to sleep. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Also, they tease big things like this part of the world is untouched by like what Thanos did, for example, right?
Mm.
They tease that, but then there's no real connection to the blip. No. And
what did you think of all the other characters that were introduced?
To what end?
To what end?
Like, what was the point?
What was people the reason,
were,
bitch?
People were so bloody excited because William Jackson Harper was in this movie.
You could take him out.
What?
You can take him out. Make no difference. You know what was he was there for? You know what his purpose was? To just say they're telling the truth.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. Bill Murray. Like, all of the biggest twists in the movie were so easy to predict.
Yeah.
As well. It's like the story was...
was there a twist?
Well, I mean, spoiler. We'll talk about it in the spoiler.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Yeah. I just feel like this world was... It's almost like everything is so for the purpose of establishing Kang and setting up whatever Kang will become that they didn't really care about the story, especially with the way they hyped it up, especially saying that this is going to be the movie that is setting up everything else.
Yeah, fucking man. It's such a confusing one because it's like, I really like this character and what the stories they could have told with this character compared to what we got. I honestly think they shouldn't have taken him to the quantum realm.
He wasn't, well, I mean, if you think back to the first Ant-Man movie, do you remember the big climax fight?
Mm.
It was on his daughter's train set.
Amazing.
And I love that because it's like, for once we had a Marvel movie not doing, it's about saving the world.
It was wasted. Also, it was like so the shrinking and stuff was...
That doesn't even make sense anymore because...
I couldn't, the helmet, open, that I couldn't.
Well, that it's like a metal thing.
Heavy as much as not only that, but like it's constantly opening and closing and open.
For no reason.
You in the battle, man.
Yeah. Why are you going?
Logically, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. I understand the actors need to show their faces and it's CGI and stuff. You don't have to do that if you're busy fighting.
And like to add to that is the shrinking and stuff, right? The pim particles, they were such a big thing made up of the pim particles. Mm. How scarce they are, how amazing they are. Now it's like there's seemingly a limitless supply because he uses it to fucking make pizza big and small.
Yeah.
And he also, there's no like accurate or no consistent application of the powers.
He stopped making pump particles. That's why it was so scarce. He was snapped when Avengers were doing it. So I get that. But you're right. But it's like freely available.
The small now for me is there's no consistency with it.
They don't also, like they touch on hope being like a humanitarian and using the technology to help people, but they don't even show much of that. Nothing like,
as just said,
which is, I wish they'd spent more time in the real world.
This should not have been a quantum realm movie.
No, I get it. They wanted to introduce Kang.
They have to introduce him, and this was the only way to do it.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if it was the only way to do it because Kang, the possibility of Kang is so fucking vast.
Mm.
That you could have introduced him in another way, possibly. And
that's true. I mean, it could have even harkened to Shang-Chi and that those types of stuff where there's teasers.
Teasers. The strip clubs. Yeah. So
Jackson.
Are we
going to give ratings before we... I think we like...
Yeah, let's give ratings. I'm going to say this is a choir for me. No, but only because it's still better than any DC character.
If that's the standard...
Look, I'm going to say it's a cry for me, but I didn't enjoy this film.
I was very disappointed. It's a nigh from me.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Very disappointed by this. maybe it's my own fault for having so much hope. Almost like I wanted to...
Hope Van Dyne.
Yeah. I really wanted to like this movie.
I think Ragnarok hurt me more, man.
That's true. I know it did. Not Ragnarok. Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder. Yeah.
That one cut you deep.
Love and Thunder hurt me, man.
It was a deep...
So this... I wasn't as invested in this, but I was extremely disappointed. Okay. Spoilers, I guess.
No one died.
MODOK is Gavin. I mean, Darren. MODOK is Darren. If you saw the trailers, you saw MODOK.
I think that was my most disappointing thing about this movie.
Yeah, MODOK.
On a balance of, like, there were various things that pissed me off.
Yeah.
The representation of MODOK. They watched the Patton Oswalt series. They were like, funny MODOK, that's what we're going to do.
But this is the thing with Marvel now, and I'm saying this as a fan of Marvel. I think they stretch themselves too far.
Mm.
They are too focused on the formula, and they need to expand how they tell their stories now. They need to look at different ways to tell these stories. Yes, you're building something bigger, but you don't have to stick to the quippy fucking bullshit. Take this character and just play it for laughs or whatever, whatever. Like, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, think about
it. That is what is killing their characters. Is that playing for laughs shit?
It's 10 years, more than 10 years in the making. You have to cater as well for the people that are aging with your franchise.
Yeah. Because actually, that's what's happening to us, right? It's almost like they're aging us out now because this is like juvenile shit that they pull.
Yeah, the people who are watching it and they're viewing it and paying to see these movies, they're speaking with their wallets. It's not going to fly anymore.
But don't you think then that the issue is potentially also, like you just said, your rating is quiet, right? Yeah. This movie's audience score is 83%. And you know, Rotten Tomatoes is, I liked it.
It's a basic system. Have two options.
So, I know, but so do people.
Yeah.
But now people are saying, like, if you use Rotten Tomatoes audience guide as your reference point, 80% of people liked it. So Marvel's going to be like, nah, then we're doing the right thing.
Well, 80% of the reviews were positive.
That's my point.
But they have a percentage. There's a mark there.
Yeah.
So it could be like 60%.
I know, but I'm saying it's just like ours. It's either it's good or it's bad. And if enough people say it's good, Marvel's going to say, you know what? Actually, it's working.
No, they look at the box office. Yeah. They are predicted to have the biggest fall off of any Marvel. Oh, they did. I think over 75%.
It was 60-odd%.
No, 70.
Oh, well, I'm saying they drop off from week one to two because Cocaine Bear barely missed out on
Cocaine
the number one.
Cocaine barely missed out.
Dropping these pills.
It's right there, Jody.
It missed out by like 2 or 3 million.
I do want to watch that also.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the biggest drop off they ever had. And it's word of mouth. Yeah. I mean, people went
from having the highest opening for the Ant-Man series to the biggest drop off.
Because it's not good. It's not good. So, in the spoilers now...
So, you said
MODOK is brought in and you realize MODOK is Darren from the first Ant-Man movie who shrunk into... He was deformed.
Mm. Because of going that
deep into it. And Kang made him this killing machine.
Yeah. MODOK is one of Marvel's coolest villains.
Yeah.
And for him to be depicted in this way is fucking atrocious. Honestly, I'm so pissed off. Even the way they hype the character up in the movie, and then that bra comes and it's his face, the way that they
that CGI also was strange.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It's like if I'm casting to my TV and the dimensions aren't right, that's what his face looked like the whole time.
Nyman. But I know CGI is a big thing, special effects is expensive, but you need some tangible.
There has to be a base.
Yeah, there has to be a base. There has to be something you can touch and then you combine it because that was just.
Yeah, and also, do you know what?
It was a big fucking.
With everything they hint at this threat, like this world is so dangerous and you can die at any moment. One of the characters are going to be sacrificed. They hint at all of that and then deliver on none of it.
None of it.
Like, the world is not...
Michael Douglas did say he would come back for one movie if they kill him off.
Yeah, I think he's cut for it.
I don't know what contract he signed, but...
I mean, even that twist, like the ants. Mm. I'm like, guys, they're coming out of nowhere.
Logically, it doesn't make sense.
He finds a world that is Like the ants have lived even, because they're deeper actually. Mm. I think that's the plot. The they're ants deeper, are deeper. Time goes slower for them.
Now you see.
And then they've gone into like the super smart society of ants that connect with him and come and save
the
day.
So why did they go deeper?
Fuck with.
Also, like, the biggest logic thing for me, number one, in the intro, you see that Catwoman is in the realm, and then Kang sticks out in the ship.
Yeah, he just saves her.
And they banished. But they send him. I heard this from John Campion, actually, and afterwards I was like, fuck. They send him in
with his ship.
With his ship, with the thing that could get him back.
Yes.
Yes, they did sabotage it.
But
Kang is now a maniacal genius. Yes. So who's to say he won't fucking fix it?
All Kangs are maniacal geniuses.
Exactly. So it's like, why fucking send him there in the ship, that the one thing that can get him back?
Why not just send him?
Bro.
So maybe this is a natural segue talking about
Kang's genius. It's never a natural segue.
Talking about Kang's genius. So for those who don't know, who is Kang actually a descendant of? And where would this have more logically fit in for Marvel?
Fantastic Four.
Because he is Reed Richards.
So, descent, but Fantastic, like great-great-grandson. Fits into the whole, you know, family dynamic, and they going on these crazy adventures in the new worlds and all the shit.
Subatomic.
It's a Fantastic Film story. Yes. Fantastic Film story. That it's a Fantastic Four film.
Yes.
And they should have waited, maybe, or developed it. I don't know. I'm not in charge. It wasn't an Ant-Man story.
It wasn't.
And there's a lot of logical leaps that is just like, ugh, okay. Mm. Why did she choose not to tell them
anything?
Anything. But even when they got there, Jody, if you...
She's still not saying anything.
Kagi, Yuna, me and Yuna, I've been to the quantum realm. You haven't. We fucking go down there. I'm cock scared. My first thing is to be, Jody, listen here. Mm. There's a Briar.
Yeah.
He's there. We need to get the fuck out here. Yeah. He's going to kill us. If he finds us, he's going to kill us. We need to get out of here. Or he's going to try and get out, but we have to stop him, please.
Instead,
she's like, we'll talk about it later.
Comes up, just do what I say. Oh, God. For the whole movie. For the whole movie. Kiki, just trust me now.
Yeah.
It's like that bra that you have. That is like, Kiki, my bro, I know this quiet place. Yeah. But then he first takes you to a smoky that's in the road where you can
die.
Well,
you have to go to the smoky first.
But he takes you to the wrong smoky, man. It's not the one you're comfortable with. It's that smoky that they've warned you about.
Yeah, that smoky that sells tuck.
Yes.
Anyway.
And he's just like, my bro, it's all right.
That was cock stupid. And then they went to Star Wars Town. And then Kang's trying to get the thing. And the thing is thinging. And they just got these magical beans that just do everything, expand and contract. Yes. They just got the shit ton of it.
Exactly. And there again, so
well, Scott had like fucking four blue ones and three red ones. Yeah.
And you throw it and it just fucks.
It does whatever.
Yeah. You see what I mean about that? There's no consistency with what they do. Also, Scott getting into like giant mode in the Civil War.
Yeah.
That took a lot. It was.
Yeah, but he learned to control it.
Learned to control it, but it's, again, Cassie just does it.
Yeah, but she also passed out.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
But she did a shitload before that.
She did. She's also like just running around doing Ant-Man things. It would have been nice for him. There's a moment where he teaches her how to punch.
Yeah, we have to like grow at the right
I would have liked more of that. Like him actually teaching her how to survive that, and do a that would and have be an Ant-Man.
That would have been a more logical
space
for this movie to operate in.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because he, like, look, you have a cool base there, right? He's now scared. He saved the world once. He wants to spend time with his family, whatever, whatever. Even if you don't go to the quantum realm, there's that daughter relationship now. She feels bitter because he wasn't there. Mm. She's trying to carve her own path. Mm. He doesn't want her to get into trouble. There's things you can do there.
Yes.
Then even if you get into the quantum realm, in the trailer, Kang said, I can give you the time that you lost.
But Kang mentions time a few
Yes, times. But I mean, I thought that was going to be his main motivation.
Yes, I got
and
I
sort of you. To help Kang to get this thing because so he's going to be like,
time travel.
I can get those years back.
But that's the same way he incentivized Janet. It's like, I can give you time.
Sure.
Time is not what you
but
think
But now
it
with
is.
Scott, it's like, I can get it. And he's like, nah. And then he's like, okay, then I'll kill her. Mm. And if you don't. But I'm
and
like,
then he does it
I thought that was so fucking interesting.
But that's what I'm saying. Kang is a time traveler. That's the whole thing about Kang. He like time travels.
Have I killed you before?
Yeah. Or were you the one with the hammer?
He's so good at.
But he alludes to like, time is not what you think it is.
Not.
I can give time back to you. Mm. Like he has all this control over it. And then none of that is.
None of it.
Shown or discussed or used at all. It's just spoken about, because he is a time traveler.
There's so many weird things. Kang has all this technology. It's cool because he's like, it's almost like it's magic, but all technology.
But it's completely undefined also.
No, because I like that moment where he went down to go fight himself and he's just offing people. Mm. And then when he shoots Ant-Man, it doesn't disintegrate him. It just fucking bounces.
But that's what I'm saying. It's undefined. Like, you know how he controls them also. Like, he's using force fields and shit. Yeah. Right? But they don't say that's what he's doing. So it looks like he just has control
they don't, over... They don't necessarily have to say, but there's a way you can use visual effects to illustrate...
explain the logic.
Yeah, you can explain the logic of where it's coming from and where things are happening. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a light, but like a, you know, something.
But nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
So it's, again, it's not explained. So now, even though Kang's hype for future movies, I don't actually understand what Kang's powers
that Kang
are
is
based
dead.
On this. Well, that one looked dead as all.
No, they said the other Kang.
They confirm he's dead now.
Did you not?
I'm not taking what they said as gospel. Did you stay for the thing? I'm not taking what they said as gospel because my understanding is that the Kang who conquers, the Kang the Conqueror, is the bad guy.
The Conqueror.
Yeah.
If he is dead, I'm hoping there's another one. Because that is the scariest Kang.
Yes, that's
possible.
The whole point. That's why I assumed he survived.
When they, they should not have done that. Mm. Now they brought him back to the portal scene, right? For instance, where the portal opens up.
Mm.
He first chucks goes to run through.
Yeah.
That was just. And Ant-Man stops him. Yes. And then it's the first fight. Now he wants to monologue instead of keeping trying to go through.
Yeah.
I'm not a director or a storyteller or anything. But imagine this, Jody. He's not focused on Ant-Man. He just wants to get through that portal.
Yeah.
And Ant-Man's Ant-Man's getting all sorts of fucked up. And he's with his last energy, he's trying to hold him back from the dingus. By leg, by neck, by anything. Because he's got no more technology, right? Yeah. It's just mano a mano.
Yeah.
And Kang beat the fucking shit out of him. And that's the thing. Like, Ant-Man would keep fucking fighting to try and stop. And that line would have had so much more weight. I don't have to win. We both have to lose.
Yes.
Like
that they teased in the trailer.
Yes.
Yeah, why are you not directing for Marvel?
I should be. And then, okay, Hope comes through. And then Hope is stuck. And they should have left him in the quantum
realm. That was also, like, again, you tease all this.
We're just three over, love.
You tease all of this.
I'm over
threat.
This.
Get done. You must eat.
You can put it on. I could have brought food for you. No, we got
that. They tease all this cuck. No, like they're going to have some type of sad ending, like they're stuck in the quantum realm, and then Cassie just
they should have left him in the quantum
leave
realm,
leave him there to start a new life.
Yarr.
Then the sacrifice is like a sacrifice.
Yes, and also I would have in the end with Hope and Scott, the chemistry was also
off.
No, but it wasn't off because they didn't get time together.
Yes, they haven't.
They love each other, but in the third movie they're supposed to be like partners,
but they look like colleagues.
Because they were in the beginning together and then they're only in the end together.
Yeah. But also it's just them telling us they're together. It's not actually showing us.
Speaking though, did you know? You know, we spoke about you people before. That final kiss between the two of them was CGI.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, whose kiss?
The guy.
Jonah Hill and. Oh, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense.
Just rewatch it. Or even go to a YouTube video and watch it again. And then you see
I'm going to go find
it. It was CGI. It was the comedian. That comedian that was in the movie. He was one of the best men.
Oh, yeah.
He revealed that like when they shot it on the day, they didn't kiss.
And
they stopped, And then they stopped like close to each other, but they didn't actually kiss when they shot it. And then they fixed it in post-production.
Fixed it in post.
Fucking hell. Anyway. There's a lot of things that I wanted to see that I didn't see.
The big tease that perhaps William Jackson Harper was Reed came to nothing.
Even that whole...
The whole Murray thing.
That whole Freedom Fighters thing is...
For what?
For what?
So no purpose whatsoever.
No, they want... that's the thing. Ant-Man is not endgame level movies. And it felt like they wanted to...
Get to that level.
Make an endgame level threat and war or battle and shit.
Peyton Reed's not the man.
He's not the dude. You're not that guy. Trust me. You're not that guy. Yeah, they shouldn't have gone that big. Ant-Man literally is a small character.
But that's what works.
Yeah, it works.
The intimacy of the character, the scope, that is what you needed.
I mean, this was disappointing.
Post-credit scenes, what did you think?
Fucking whatever.
I predicted both of them.
Ugh, man, who gives a fuck?
30 minutes into the movie, I predicted the post-credits.
All the fucking... all the Kangs in one place and then teasing Loki season 2.
Because some people have said that this is basically a Rick and Morty film because it's Council of Ricks. the whole, like,
look, I wouldn't even be bung of the council. No. I'm bung of that one Kang.
Just Kang the Conqueror. Oh, that's all I need.
What a waste. Yeah, I think they're in the rat, Jody.
Mm.
I think after...
Solid rat, bro.
Now that Iger's back, I hope they course correct. I hope Feige... look, they said they're going to make less films or less content.
That seems to be an admission on their part that they couldn't, like, whatever they've set up for themselves is not working.
It's too much. Even if they go back to fucking 2 movies a year.
I think it's not so much the movies as the series.
No, it's everything.
Focus.
It's everything. So I'm not going to be mad if they scale it back to 2 movies, 2 series a year.
Yeah, I agree.
I would rather take the quality than the fucking quantity. What is next? What's our next Marvel film coming out?
Guardians is coming out 5th of May.
If that movie disappoints me, I'm flipping this table. I'm flipping this table.
I told you, that's one I'm probably most excited for. And then also the Marvels 10 November. So I think those are the only 3 for this year. Yeah, those are the 3 movies for this year.
Anyway, okay, look, now that we've said that, go watch it if you want to, or don't watch it. Watch it at home. I don't give a fuck. Did Lisa Kaczynski enjoy that? She did it?
No. Broadly speaking, no.
Okay. You did have a little powwow afterwards.
We had a little powwow during and afterwards.
During?
You know I talk during the movie. Yeah. Someone has to listen to my cut.
No, I took Abby. Abby wasn't keen because now I got better and I said, okay, I have to watch it and we're going to review it. And then I saw they only offered 3D as Waterfront.
Brother, that Waterfront, that's the one thing I will say. That 3D screen at Waterfront is fucking bananas.
No, but she doesn't like it.
It's too intense, though.
So I had to book Prestige.
Oh.
And now she doesn't want to go back.
We were like third row from the front. And some of the 3D was literally so overwhelming for my eyes. I couldn't process it properly.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like it was right
there. But okay, another disappointing one.
Mm.
We'll see what they do in the future. Jody, do we have any shout-outs?
We do. Day ones of the show, Charlton and Lindsay Tunsey got married yesterday. So we wish the happy couple
to each other.
Happy married life. Yeah.
Oh, are they involved?
They're married.
I thought they were separate entities. Sorry. Okay, well.
So yeah, shout out to Charlton and to Lindsay Tunsey.
Charlton and
Lindsay been day ones of the show, and they shouted us out at the wedding.
No.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I invited?
Would you invite you to the wedding?
Yeah, point. No, congratulations, man. Yeah. Fuck. And thanks for the shout out and shit. And thanks for being there once. And I hope it doesn't end in divorce for you.
Oh, you have many more?
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said it that way. A long life of love and happiness.
Here we go.
Okay. If anyone wanted to find us, though, Jody, how would they do that?
They can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Bicycle Brasa podcast, and they can write to us bicyclebrasa@gmail.com.
The one guy was funny, though. They looked like broccoli.
Yes, was a person.
But anyway, stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Brasa.
And keep it a good, yeah.